Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Soulful Healing Talk Show.
Yeah. I'm just listening. I don't have internet.
All right. Okay, go ahead and listen, honey. If you have anything to say, go ahead and say it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, well, welcome everybody who is tuned in to the Soulful Healing Talk Show tonight. I am always very humbled at the responses I get for the show, and I want to give thanks to everybody that's tuned in. Marla, Novelette, Anna, Nayoka, Mimi, thank you guys for being here with me tonight, and all those logged on through Facebook, thank you, Andrew, thank you for being here, Travis, thank you for being here tonight. It's a very huge topic I think I'm going to discuss tonight, because it's not discussed much. And I think it's because where our frame of mind is, and we want to talk about the oneness, the universal oneness. Universal oneness is a universal law, okay, that is made for us to survive easier in this land, you know? And it is a part of the recipe, but it's a missing ingredient. And I want to try and get into exactly why it is a missing ingredient, along with others, along with other ingredients, you know? And, you know, I just wanted to talk to a world who is just, I am just flabbergasted by how heartless people have become, you know, through greed and wanting everything and going every mile they can to get what they want, whether it's in a good way or bad way. Mostly it's bad, you know, and I just want my mission to be in this life and in this day and age where so many people among us are so tired and empty, you know, that I just want this to be my mission. And it is to release some love to the degree that it inspires an exhausted humanity, so we can transform ourselves into a new humanity. You know, because as we look at the intensive, violent world we live in these days, you know, on the ISIS, they beheading people, and it's crazy. You know, it's like everything is senseless, and I refuse to believe that. And when we take a stock of our own lives, it is easy to see that there is one or more important missing ingredient to living our lives in happiness and peace. You know, hey, Karen, thank you for being here. Thank you, girl. Thank you for being here. One love to everybody who is logged on, tune in. I just love everybody that's tuned in, you know? You know, back in the 60s and the 70s, you know, there was a great movement, especially here in this country, towards the ideal of oneness and peace and brotherhood and sisterhood, you know? And a lot of songs were made to support this movement and marches, and, you know, even herbs was smoked in this unity, you know. But somehow the momentum of this movement, you know, seems to have frizzled, you know. It may have gone to different areas, but it didn't have the impact that was needed, you know. And it makes you start to wonder, why is that? Why is that? It's always wars and all of that that's taking the forefront. No real peaceful connection, you know. And I really, because believe it's because there are missing ingredients. Yes, it is important to dream and to have an ideal and nurture your heart's desire for inner peace, and but by itself that is not enough. You know, there needs to be a spiritual practice along with it to give that ideal power. momentum and a lasting force. So today, this show will be reminding of us of that, you know. And even if our minds are not there, I want to prick your brain a little bit to have it focused in that area, even just for our me time tonight, you know, to bring forth that ideal, you know, that can maybe and hopefully, you know, bring forth that imagination that, and not only a nation, but world. Is that possible? Do you guys think it is possible for that to happen, where this oneness and unity is occurring? I would love to hear from you tonight. Let me know if you feel like this can happen. You know, I believe that we can change the whole world, but our actions and our behaviors can affect the people around us, and it has a domino effect where it affects the other people. You know, so I believe and I hope that this can happen. But please let me know what you think. Is something like that really existing? You know, can we bring it forth and connect with the power of a spiritual practice in our life, like the power of meditation? You hear me talk about all the time, the power of mindful living throughout the day, you know, and your practice, you know. When we put all of this together, when we can combine the idea of what we want with the power of this spiritual practice, and it extends out into the from ourselves into our community and further into the world, you know, what will happen? What will happen? But I believe that we must do this together. We must do this together. And, you know, the time of being a lone ranger, we must realize the oneness that we're all connected. You know, that we need to move past being just by ourselves. You know, there are times when this was applicable, individuals needed a time to become enlightened by themselves and just be on their own path. But today, in this time, we need a collective unity, in my opinion. And we need an enlightenment that is done together, you know, because without that, there is not enough power to transform and shift the collective global capacity that we want to affect, you know, because, you know, a lot of studies are saying that we are headed towards a global disaster, okay? So how are we going to sustain our lives like this forever without just ruining everything? We have to change something, okay? We are actually headed towards a global catastrophe, and you can check it out and check it out as much as you want. Hey, Nav, how are you doing, girl? Thank you for hooking up with me tonight, girl. Really appreciate your presence. How is everything? You know? And so, that is what this concept is of this show is about. You know? We want to just try to have this awakening within ourselves, and it can extend and have a ripple effect of good. You know, it's an opportunity, I'm thinking, to try and make a new beginning. You know? And let go of the old ways that is not working. You know, it's not working. And we're having an opportunity now to practice creating a new beginning for ourselves and for the world. Okay? You know, all religions talk about this kind of unity. But it is not being achieved through religion. And that is the next thing that has had me wondering. All religions talk about peace and peace and peace. But all religions fight against each other. Why? These religions don't have a oneness. Okay? You know, whatever tradition you're a part of, it don't matter. You know, all traditions are pointing forward and the universal truth. It's pointing toward the universal truths, right? In different words and in different phrases. But if you get caught up in the metaphor and the symbols only, you know, you have to let the symbol draw you towards beyond that symbol. If you're not doing that, then you're not allowing the truth to fully permeate your heart and your life. You're just stuck in the forms, they're called forms, you know, without having the essence of it. Yes, I'm a Christian. But you're not living the truth. The Christians, the head of the Christians are not living the truth. But they all talk this fine talk. But it's amazing. And people are just like that. You have a lot of people who talk this fine talk about unity and love and oneness. But their actions speak totally opposite of what they're saying. You know, and we need to check ourselves. We know the good things to say. We know the right things to say. We know what people like to hear. But your words mean nothing if your actions is not matching it. Okay, so it's better you stop talking. You know? We are here to experience this oneness, which is universal. So use Christian forms, your Jewish forms, your Muslim forms, or whatever form to enjoy and transform your communities and help the global awakening. Okay? It don't matter what you follow. Everything that we do in dream of true peace and enlightenment is helping somebody. You know, whatever the little things you do, we're all like little raindrops, you know. What we evaporate so quickly by ourselves. Okay, so it's important to have our raindrops added to the other raindrops so that together we can form a big river and spread the enlightenment. Okay? And if we start to doing this, what kind of peace will come? What kind of peace will come to us? You know, it is a thing that has me very upset that we've become so heartless. It's scary. It's scary. And it's very disheartening also. And I have this song I want to play. Let me just translate it. Here it is. Garnet Silk. I'm vexed. Here we go. fun.
Yeah, you talk too much.
A lot of things to be vexed about, and especially that I've not seen this oneness, you know. Yes, there is a oneness, and there is more than just one, because it takes all of our ones together to make the oneness, okay? And that is what it's all about. Each of us is a beautiful, infinite one. And we must bring our individual ones together to create the universal oneness that is required of the universe. It's a law of the universe. So what we do is add your one with the one next to you, and then you kind of stop. But the whole world cannot realize its oneness if each of us don't realize our own individual oneness. And if you can't realize your individual oneness, there may be a war going on inside of you. And no, you never thought of it this like this yet, you know. But think about it. You know, is your right brain having a war with your left brain? Is your head having a war with your heart? Is your body having a war with its spirit? You know? And we are all struggling with a war within, which is so much strife and harmony in the world today. So what we need to do is try to heal the inner disharmony within each of us. And that will help create the harmony amongst all of us. We have to fix the harmony within us. You know? And that's the key. You know, maybe you think your dreams or your life is not important. But they are, because you are important. You are needed. So don't sit back and think that, well, other people will do the work and you're not necessary. Because that is not true. You are necessary. If you only realize the fact that you're alive at this time, you know, it means that you came here on purpose. And maybe you have not realized it yet, your purpose, but you will. You know, it can happen today, it can happen anytime, but you will remember it. It don't matter when. You know, and when you do, watch out. You know, when we all do, can you imagine when we all do? And we gather some consciousness within our life. You know, when we direct our consciousness, we direct this powerful energy. You know, the higher the frequency of consciousness being directed, the more powerful the result. Okay? The planet's frequency is evolving, and some people are not able to harmonize their frequency with the Earth's frequency, you know, and this causes a lot of discords in their minds and mental and in their bodies also, you know, and by uplifting and transforming your consciousness, we become more harmonized with the Earth's frequency and we experience more harmony in our lives. You know, and it brings us to our next evolution, which is the universal oneness I'm talking about. And that will be accomplished as humanity, you know, attains consciousness. You know, this universal oneness I'm talking about has nothing to do with religion or nationalism. We are one planet and one humanity. And we can definitely work together to help each other. I believe we can. We just have to want to make the right choice. Ancient traditions like the Kabbalah and the Buddhism and Aveda and Theosophy talk about the oneness of humanity and the universe. But it's not much has been done for it to be manifested here in modern times. You know? You have a lot of spiritual and metaphysical writers like Wayne Dyer and Deepak Chopra and Barbara Mars Hubbard and Greg Brandon, so many that have done their best to spread the word of oneness and unconditional love. Yet how many people see humanity as one? You know, it's in fact the exact opposite that has been achieved. We see more separated than ever, and yet many feel like a global transformation is upon us. Something is obviously missing. Why have we never been able to truly manifest humanity's oneness and unconditional love on a global scale. Why? You know, why can't it happen? And right now, there are more people than ever before who are searching for higher truth, who are looking for ways to raise their consciousness and connect with their soul's purpose. You know, there are many paths, yes. There are many teachers and writers and many students. You know, we're all students in all of this. Crazy. You know, there's no competition. There's a path for each of us. There's no competition to bring light into the world. You know, each of us is needed to uplift this consciousness on a global scale. And there's great power where it's done with numbers, you know. If we're able to celebrate our different methods of journeying towards enlightenment, you know, together, the powerful journey of an energy of the light workers out there will skills and humanity can be led to a higher frequency of consciousness. You know, with our actions, we don't, not a lot of talk, with our actions. You know, it takes a lot of hard work on our part. It's not a magic recipe. You have to work on yourself. You have to check yourself. You have to see where things and behaviors and attitudes are not serving you no more. You know? We go through our experiences and our thoughts and our feelings, you know, separated us from the rest. And we have this optical illusion of this consciousness. And many of us don't even realize that this delusion is a kind of prison for us. You know, restricting us to our own personal desires and affection only for a few people closest to our hearts, you know. But our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our compassion. You know, life, the whole of nature in this beauty. You know, how then every day from moment to moment we retrain the way we think, the perceive and the way we interact with our environment. You know, by cultivating some compassion in our lives. Can we do that? You know? And you do that by recognizing ourselves in every person that we come across. You know, put yourself in the shoes of someone begging for food on the street. Think to yourself. You know, have you ever been hungry and no access to food? You know, have you ever needed help so badly that you had to reach out to strangers? Maybe I have no memory of it right now, or maybe you've never been in that position. But you can then think to yourself, what would it be like if I was in that position right now? You know, how would I want to be treated? You know, compassion. Many people confuse pity with compassion. And compassion is the very essence of a spiritual life and the main practice of those who have devoted their lives to attaining some kind of enlightenment. Okay, compassion is a mind that is motivated by by cherishing other living beings and don't like to see suffering. Okay, and sometimes compassion comes out of self-intentions too, where we can wish for another person to be free from the suffering, you know, because suppose your friend is ill or depressed or whatever, you know, we may wish them to recover quickly so we can enjoy that kind of company again. But if you notice, this is very self-centered and it is not true compassion. True compassion is based on cherishing others, you know. And although we already have some degree of compassion, these days it is very biased and limited, if you ask me. You know, when our family and friends are suffering, yes, we easily develop the compassion for them. But we find it far more difficult to feel sympathy for people we find unpleasant, to say, for another word, just put it nice, or for strangers. And furthermore, we feel compassion for those who are experiencing manifest pain. And not for those who, you know, have good life going. You're not sorry for them because they have something good going for them. You know, and we find it hard to have compassion for people who engage in bad and harmful situations to others. And if we genuinely want to realize our potential by attaining full enlightenment, we need, really, really, really need to increase the scope of our compassion. Okay? Just as a mother feels compassion for her children, irrespective of whether they're behaving bad or good, you know, the universal compassion is necessary. You know, what we have now in our present limited compassion, which arises from time to time, you know, and universal compassion must be cultivated, you know, through training and watching yourself and, you know, taking stock of yourself. Okay? And another way that this The bad mind that we have in our lives for people, and, you know, it's really hard because what happens is we give into our desires and some people not balance with it, right? And they go forward and they gain, and the more they gain, they want, and then you're, you know, want to step over this person, step over that person to get what you want. Those things really affect the vibrations going out there. You understand? And I want you to stop the bad mind. And I want to play this song because I think I need to play it right now. Conscious. The realest song.
The realest song.
This is a prayer to the Father. Guide my steps as you sit on your throne. Show me the ways to get me food and me water. And do not make me go jump by the feet them on. Holy for people make bad mind take them over. God them a try to face it all alone. So me a call for the strength of the Father to help me to work for me own. Keep bad mind out of my heart. Keep negative out of my thought. Me do what's right easy to free the wrong way. So God, please guide me every day. Yeah. Well, Father, the strength of me when I vex the bad mind and need a man. Help me use the strength and try find a better plan. The time me take a wish me to have somebody life. Help me free my own life and try to set it right. Yeah, me no want to free nobody for them things. Help me to go out there, go look me one of things. And I'm not perfect, I'm just a man, that's why me call and you just to keep me strong. Father, before my mind get bad, better you flip it around and make my mind get mad. Me prefer to work hard every day to achieve my goals. I got somebody for them all. Keep on mind out of my heart. Don't make me free the secret for the clothes. Don't make me bad mind the angel for the soul. God protect me forevermore. Before my mind get bad, better you flip it round and make my mind get mad. Me prefer to work hard every day to achieve my goals. I got somebody for them all. Keep bad mind out of my heart. Cause I you make it still a quarter. And even when me day not turn out like me want it to, me give thanks and me move on. But my living on this soul and the heart of men, this fight is not an easy one. Jah Jah elevate me and make me a better man. Help me to overstand. And make my mind get mad. Prefer to work hard every day to achieve my goals. Now I got somebody for them all. Before my mind gets mad, better you flip it down and make my mind get mad. Prefer to work hard every day to achieve my goals. Now I got somebody for them all. Keep on mind out of my heart. Keep negative out of my heart. No one says easy to free the wrong way.
Mission in life and help people as we can. That's what we're here for. I need it. You know, in for relationships, you know, the love between man and woman, or these days, man and man, or woman and woman, you know, it don't matter to me. Particularly in the beginning, when each partner still may not know the other deeper character. And, you know, they depend more on attachment than genuine love, you know. And sometimes our desire can be so strong that the person who we're attached appears to be good, when in fact they can be a very negative person. You know, in addition, we have a tendency to exaggerate small positive qualities. So when one partner attitude changes, the other partner is often disappointed, and then their attitude changes too. And this is an indication that love has been motivated by more of a personal need than by genuine care for the other individual. And true compassion is not just an emotional response, but it is also a firm commitment founded on reason. Okay, therefore, a truly compassionate attitude towards others don't change even if they behave negatively, you know? So how does the idea of compassion rise above spirituality and relate to natural law? It is by recognizing the likenesses amongst all people. Okay, we have the very same basic temporal needs. We need adequate nutrition. We all need clean air, clean water. We need health care, shelter, warmth, clothing, you know, education. We need to be in the right relations. You know? And when we just honor the symbolic part of the relationship, you know, we walk in a direction of that no longer nourishes our action, our system, or our thoughts, or our behaviors. So in essence, by cultivating and practicing compassion, we align ourselves and we become guided by, you know, what is now important to us, which is the seeking of the highest good and the best circumstances that preserve and maximize the quality of your life. And without cultivating compassion, the direction we take with achieving this universal oneness has no chance of happening. Okay? You know, on one hand, we're called to play the Good Samaritan on life's roadside, but that will only be an initial act. What we need to work towards is to make sure that one day we must come to see that the road is safe for men and women so they're not being robbed and beaten and making life harder for them on the journey that we were given. Okay? And true compassion is more than just flinging a coin to a beggar. You know, it shouldn't be haphazard or superficial. Okay? It comes with a structure which produces the beggar's need. You know, we need to make a way that the widow have beggars. You know, true compassion is greatly lacking. Because if we had compassion, we wouldn't be so greedy and self-absorbed and, you know, just all for you. It is thing that can bring peace and happiness to your life. And I'm not talking about the gratifications of, you know, drugs or sex or, you know, gambling or anything like that. But I'm talking about something that will bring a true and lasting happiness, something that sticks to your ribs, you know? We just need to arise and we need to have some empathy, you know? And compassion arises through empathy and is often characterized through actions wherein a person acting with compassion will seek to aid those that feel compassionate for. Okay, and compassionate acts are generally considered those which take in account the suffering of others and they attempt to alleviate that suffering as if it was your own, you know? You know, and compassion, why would you want to develop it in your life? because, well, if you are very superficial, this may be healthy because it produces 100% more DHEA, which is a hormone that counteracts the aging process. Okay? Compassion has physical benefits and it has spiritual and emotional benefits also. And it also produces 23% less cortisol, which is a stress hormone that put on weight around your stomach. Okay, so start being more compassionate and it will show in your body. You know, and there are other benefits as well. As I said, there are emotional and spiritual benefits you can get. And the main benefit is that it helps you to be more happy, a happier person. And it brings others around you to be more happy too. And if we agree that it is common for every one of us to strive to be happy, then compassion is one of the main tools for achieving that happiness. And it is very important that we cultivate compassion in our lives. Okay? We really need to. You know, you can start in the morning by having a little ritual. You know, give thanks for the day. Greet your angels, your God, your unseen friends, whoever, you know. Feel good that you woke up and let yourself know that you're precious and you have a life and you're not going to waste it, you know. And tell yourself that you're going to use all your energies to develop the best in yourself and to achieve enlightenment for the benefits of yourself and all beings, you know. Try to develop some empathy for people. You know, many of us believe that we have empathy, and some of us do on some level, nearly all of us do, but many times we are centered on ourselves, you know, and we let our senses of empathy get rusty. You know, what you can try this practice to, you know, feel it again. You know, imagine that a loved one is suffering, that something terrible has happened to him or her. And imagine the pain that they're going through. You know, imagine the suffering in as much detail that you can. You know? And after doing this for a couple of weeks, you should try the suffering of others, you know, not just those who are close to you. Then you'll understand what somebody's going through. You know, at the root of it, we're all humans. We need love. We need food. We need shelter. We crave attention and recognition and affection. And above all, we want happiness. You know, so reflect on all of these things you have in common with everybody. And don't focus too much on the differences. Okay? You know, when you meet people, understand that most people, just like you, is seeking some happiness and purpose in my life, in their life. You know? Just like me, this person have sadness and loneliness and despair, you know? Just like me, this person is trying to find the best that they can. You know, just like me, this person is learning about life. Okay? Once you can empathize with another person, and understand his humanity and suffering, you know, is you want to maybe try to end that suffering. Okay? Some people won't go that far. They'll leave it alone. But think about yourself. Wouldn't you like somebody to come and help you? You know? How happy would you be if somebody came to end your suffering? They desired and they acted upon it. You feel good about it. You feel like, wow, this is wonderful. Couldn't be better. You know, reflect on that feeling when you want to help somebody. Okay? Think about it hard. Think about it. And I just wanted to play another song for everybody out there. We need to look out for one another and love each other. All right? Here we go. Black Man Rise by Sizzla.
Yesterday you hype on your brother to your sport big machine. Cause if your brother ain't a human being, to him close the dirty and him booty lean. Him get a number one tune and road a gal, them flat him, you ask him. Your sister just ask you for a dollar and you say you're not gear. Boxer down and say you got nothing for you. Now she turn me swirl and she's rocking the radio station. Everybody wants to hear. Black man rise and take your rightful place. Black man rise and let the world see your face. Black woman rise, take your rightful place. Black woman rise and take your words to your face. Wow! Music a lock down the NZ. Spread the love, now let it be tensy. What would you say when I say what's destroying us is bad mind, hate, malice, covetousness and envy. Crime and violence don't bother. Respect your sisters and brothers. What would you say if I tell you when I look around? Yeah, looking out for one another. Your brother progress, you're not happy with it. Your sister progress, you're not happy with it. When you fight yourself, nothing ain't happening. All these words, just stop it. Black man rise and take your rightful place. Black man rise and let the world see your face. Black woman rise and take your rightful place. Black woman rise and let the world see your face. Black man rise and take your rightful place. Black woman rise and let the world see your face. Black man, it's the Nathan, it's the Nathan, it's the Nathan. Hey! Okay, physical luncheon. I represent the poor and I'm not. You know what? Hungry must be fed, naked be clothed, age be protected, infants be cared for, sick be nourished, they got to flourish. People rise and take your rightful. People rise and let the world see. Black man rise and take your rightful place. Black man rise and let the world see your face. Black woman rise and take your rightful place. Black woman rise and let the world see your face. Black man rise and take your rightful place. Black woman rise and let the world see your face. Black man, it's the Nathan, it's the Nathan, it's the Nathan. Hey, hey.
What happened to my music? Okay, fine. I don't know what happened. It says flame, but I can't hear it. Okay, guys. You know, so we have a lot more to talk about. You know, we have to work on our compassion. If we don't have compassion, how are we going to be looking out for one another? always been making sure that we're being each other's strength. But not hearing me? Are you guys hearing me? I hope you guys can hear me. Okay, now Blake can hear me. Can you hear me, Karen? Karen? Okay, Karen. Log back out and come back in. Okay. All right. So where was I? We're talking about these compassion exercises that we can try and incorporate in our life, you know. We can have the act of kindness, you know. Imagine that the suffering of somebody you know or recently met. You know, imagine again that you're that person and you're going through that suffering. Okay, what would you like for that person to end your suffering? And now reverse the roles. You're the person who cares for the other person suffering to end. And imagine that you want to do something to help the suffering or end it completely. You know? Once you get good at this stage, practice doing something small each day. It don't matter what it is. The tiniest act of kindness goes a long way. Okay, I'm still waiting on Karen to get back in. You know, a little act of kindness goes a long way. A little smile. You know how far that goes? Today, I was in the supermarket, and the man was at the produce guy, and, you know, he was just looking at me, so I just smiled at him, and I walked by. And then after I cashed out, I said, oh, my God, I forgot my green bananas. So I had to go back and get my green bananas. So I went back and get my green bananas, and there he was, behind me with one of those big plastic bags. Just a little smile encouraged a little act of kindness from him to me. It goes a long way. Doing a little errand or chore for somebody, it goes a long way. You know, practice doing something kind to help the suffering of somebody. And then make it a daily practice. You know? And then eventually an all-day practice. Make it happen in your life. And, you know, there are people who think about the people who mistreat us. No, having a one don't mean you have to put up with abuse. It doesn't mean that you have to put up with abuse. You don't have to act like that person. You always have control over yourself, but you can withdraw yourself from that person. You don't have to wish no bad on them, wish them love and all of that, but love yourself more and take yourself away from abuse. You don't have to put up with it. Okay? A lot of people say, think about what that person is going through and all of that. Well, they need to deal with some issues. And you are not bringing out the best in them for them to be abusing you. You know, would love to talk to somebody tonight, you know, guys. Give me a call now, 646-595-3197. Let me know what you're feeling about this lack of oneness and compassion going on in our world today. Have you been seeing it? Even the way how people driving on the road is unbelievably rude. You can sense the attitudes in their driving. Call me and let me know what you think, my guys. Navlette, call me, my girl. Talk to me. Talk to me. Hey, Travis. Talk to me. Andrew, Nayoka, you there? Talk to me, call me, Marlon, what's up? Heal me up now. Everybody, I want to hear from you tonight. It is a really important topic. We'd love to hear your point of view. Hello? Want somebody to call me? Can somebody call me? Okay, I'll read what you're saying, Andrew. Yes. Andrew is saying, even though I wish he would call, but Andrew's saying yes, because when you're trying to be a spiritual person, people come into your life and bring out the worst in you. And you know what? Yes, they do. But I would love to let you know also that people are always there to teach us something. Yes, Novlet, try to call me. 646-595-3197. Would love to hear from you guys. You know, difficult situations and difficult people come into your life, yes. And they're here to teach you something. Something about yourself, a quality that you need to get rid of, I don't know. But try to figure out what this person is here to teach in your life. Knowing these little things that go on in your life, give you a better understanding of why things happen. You know? And you can also see, try to imagine what that person might have gone through. You know? Try to imagine what kind of bad things happen to that, or why they're in that mood and state, you know? Think about it. Understand that their actions, so maybe it's not about you, but what they are going through too. You know, use the practice that I give you and see if you can imagine trying to stop the suffering, and then reflect if you mistreated someone. Think about it. If you mistreated someone and they acted with kindness and compassion towards you, whether that would make you less likely to mistreat that person the next time and more likely to be kind to that person, you know, but think about all of these things when you're practicing compassion. It is a very healthy thing to develop into life, and it can be developed. You try doing these little exercises that we talk about tonight. It will be accomplishable. You know? Hello, I'm still waiting on you guys to call me. Love to hear from you. Well, I'm going to make my music talk for me. My music going to talk to me tonight.
DJ
it's real and a better road. Enough time me stepping at the streets with me brother close. Yeah, more life me need, me forever chose. Me, I tell my friend my foes. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread to sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything real and genuine.
We know I've seen no picture but no dead poster. Every day me friend them dead, it's like it get closer. Out of the stress, we get a life a while for your daughter. One leap of things, but we got through, we cannot get over. So me no one, no man, no tell me about no six shorter. Give me a work, me check me money, mine them six shorter. So man, I squad, now for them money, them a big joker. Mama, now for your ball, for no shoulder.
From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread for sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything real and genuine. Alright.
Me coulda get me eyes shut, but me as a youth to read my Bible as me rise up. Me still a give the thanks to praises all when I ain't broke. Come on in and go make them show me now no I love. Get a youth to nuff wise up. No make them tell us how you care, you have to try for. If I feel evil, shock a taxi, I go drive bus. Then go take up gun for your love.
From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread for sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything real and genuine. Aye.
This one goes out to all who love them life with no doubt. All when the landlord that tell them move out. From your happiness, I'm not gonna make you lose out. So they provide a gift. This one goes out, provide food for the kids them put in a their mouth. If I want box food, then it's a go share out. Still I give thanks for life all when I be a trout.
From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread to sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything real and genuine. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, God forgive me for everything. Him give me bread to sing. From we have life, we have everything, we have everything. From we have life, we have it clean and everything real and genuine. Alright.
Okay, welcome back to the Soul Food Healing Talk Show. Cutting off later with Nanina, girl. Would love to talk to somebody for the last 15 minutes of the show, man. Give me your inputs. Would love to hear what you think about the lack of oneness that you've been seeing going on in this world. You know, are you experiencing it in your own life? Hello? Love to hear from you. You know, try these methods, bringing it into your life. You know, do it in little doses. You know, get good practice every day. Do it in little doses to see getting good at it, and then it becomes a way of your life, daily life. Because it can only bring good into your life. Okay? And it is important to have a morning and evening routine. again, the morning routine where you get up and you give thanks and you tell yourself good things about yourself that you're going to accomplish today and be good and extend compassion. In the evening, I highly recommend that you take a few minutes before you fall asleep, you know, just to reflect upon your day and think about people you meet and talk and how you treated each other and think about your goal that you set for the morning, you know, to act with compassion towards others. Think about how well you did and what you could do better. You know, what did you learn from your experiences? And just know that these compassionate practices can be done anywhere, anytime. It can be done at work or at home, on the road, while traveling, while at the store, while at the home of a friend or a family member. You know, starting your day with a morning and ending it with an evening little ritual. That way you can frame your day properly in an attitude for trying to practice this oneness and develop some compassion deep within you. Okay? And then you'll find as you do this, you can start today in the morning, and to next week again, you find yourself throughout the day, and then 1 month you see it becoming a part of your lifestyle. You know, and this will bring, above all of everything, it will bring happiness to people around you. You know, people tell me, they like to be around me because I inspire them. I like to know that I have this effect on people, you know? Because finding within yourself a piece of everyone you meet will make you start to see your reflection in the actions of others, okay? And then you recognize the contribution upon this planet. Okay? And that is a great reminder to constantly give yourself. And when you practice refraining the directions of your thoughts, you know, or even the way you speak to yourself or to others, you know, you will start to change. And what will happen, which is another great thing, is that everyone else that comes around will change too. That's beautiful. Okay? Trying to live the concept of universal oneness is tough. And it can be misunderstood. Feeling oneness means to be accepting and loving everything, okay, and everyone as an extended part of itself. However, this practice at times can also become a burden. And when one don't know how to say no and draw lines, you know, you may feel guilt-ridden and confused. And if you fail to understand, you know, or what accept abuse or say no to it, one way or the other, you have to deal with it. And when one feels all in the universe is an extended part of themselves, one practices by taking responsibility for all that happens in your life, rather than blaming somebody for your experiences. But if this practice is not understood wisely, it may make you feel guilty and ashamed for attracting some bad behavior to oneself. you know? Would you not? You're learning how to deal with different things. Instead of working on cutting cards with a give up pain and standing up for yourself, what you may do is try to justify the behavior. You know, but remember, no one is asking you to accept abuse in the name of universal oneness. Okay, acceptance should be that you may not be able to change the abuser and you accept them as they are, but also accept that because your behavior does not serve your highest good or your best interest, you have to let them go with notes of forgiveness and a lot of love. Okay? That is preserving your oneness without breaking yourself up in the process. Okay? And this thing called dual thinking is another cause of so many, much of our problems these days. Okay? We feel separate from other people, and this adds up to all sorts of antics. Where we get angry, or you feel hurt, or you see injustice, or you don't have this belonging feeling, and you have fear, and it's that at mean. But most of all, it has us feeling desperately, completely, and utterly alone. Even in a crowded room, you feel like that. Karen, you got back in. Yay. Thank you. But the truth is that we're all so connected that when we change our thinking, we can affect the thinking of everyone around us. Okay? When you're upset at someone for doing something, think about it. There's somewhere inside of you that you're angry at you for the same thing. But they say if you forgive yourself that thing, then this ceases to bother you. Okay? Some people say it don't work, but we have no way of knowing what they're holding on to about themselves as if it can be. Some things that people don't know what they're holding on to. They don't know what they're talking about. Okay? So it's time to just check ourselves and ask for awareness so we can see where our guilt stems from. So we know how to forgive ourselves and move on. Okay? You know, there are all kind of connections going on. You know, there are people that you feel good around, and there are some people who you just don't feel good around. You can't help it. It's your senses telling you that. You know, some people are afraid of what others think. You know, because a lot of people just judge. But you need to just stop judging yourself too. Because as I said, sometimes people come into our lives to teach us things about ourselves. This awakening is not a great only sunshiny days. There are days that, you know, it brings you to the depths of who you are, and sometimes you don't like it, and you don't want to face it, but you have to. Okay? Instead of worrying about somebody, heal that fear in yourself and start to believe in them. You know, that is how the oneness comes about. It helps us so much more than the worry. Worry brings you down, it brings you down, it brings the person down. And trust will heal you both. Yes, some people have to earn trust, you know. And if you're mad at someone, think about how you're connected. Turn win-lose situations into win-win situations. Bring compassion and forgiveness and feel the freedom from emotional pain. okay? And remember, we can heal the world by just starting within our own heart, okay? We can start with us. And the show is about finished. And I just wanted to thank you guys, even though you didn't call me. Thank you for being here with me. Thank you for hanging out with me. Everybody on Facebook, everybody on Blog Talk Radio, I really give thanks. Everybody who's tuned in all different ways, I really give thanks for all of you tonight. I hope this subject kind of jerked your thoughts a little bit. You know, I really hope that this show open your eyes a little bit to what we need within our lives to make us happy. All right? And I just wanted to thank you very much for being here with me. I really enjoyed you guys' company, all the comments and all of that. Karen, thank you for logging back in. I give thanks for everybody just chipping in. Typing, talking, but no calling is okay. It's okay. I would love to hear from you guys sometimes, man. It would be perfect. So, I'm going to play Everybody Got a Purpose in Life. All right, one love, people. Love you.
That's it.
Choose the light. It's time.
after I, and start to realize that with love all would be fine, and we could make it to the end of time. Everyone dreaming of the same thing. We all need love and unity, but why we create so much, so much war? Because everyone's got a purpose in life.
The reason why them create so much war is because, so it's set up.